Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I'm Luke Morrow in for Reggie alongside John Lopez here on In the Loop. Figgy Fig on the steel wheels, and you as well. You can always text the show 713-572-4610. Get to us on YouTube and Twitch as well as it's time to go around the NFL. Hey, by the way, a couple quick things that I do want to mention that I didn't bring up yesterday in relation to the NFL. Just two crazy stats. Did you know that Sunday was the Saints' first victory for a quarterback they drafted since 1998? That sounds impossible. A Saints drafted quarterback had not won a game for that franchise in almost 30 years.
Good gracious.
Ridiculous.
Good.
And then another crazy stat, similar vein, Browns rookies have lost 17 straight debuts. Browns rookie quarterbacks. Like, yeah, Dylan Gabriel made his debut Sunday, lost. Yeah. They have tried 17 different rookie quarterbacks that have lost their debuts.
That one doesn't sound so strange.
No. Yeah, I want to say every rookie might have lost their debut, right?
Probably. I don't know if they've started more than 17. That sounds like a lot.
Yeah, I think every rookie, their first start with the Browns, they all lost.
Yeah. And Figgy has a quick update before we get into around the NFL. Kids meals. Feed5evenmore.com. Some of our listeners are coming through, huh?
Yes, I appreciate y'all donating, man.
On his birthday.
Yes, for my birthday.
Yeah.
And shout out to Adam. Shout out to Sally. I think the Sally on the YouTube. Mm-hmm. Salute to you. And salute to my man Richard. Mm-hmm. He actually was the one that bought our dinner for me and B. Scott.
Oh, nice.
When we went out to Commier's.
Yeah.
So salute to everybody doing that, man. Mm-hmm. Got a lot of people chiming in on this too.
Awesome.
Yeah, I wanted to just get to some of the text. Someone said, happy birthday, Figgy. You share a birthday with my son who turns 20 today. So happy birthday
nice.
To both
happy
of you.
Happy birthday.
Someone said, donation made. Happy birthday, Figgy. Thanks for being the best at what you do. That's from a 713 number.
Mm-hmm.
So appreciate the donation. Mustang Sally, who you referenced, Figgy, said, happy birthday, Figgy. Donation made. Terry says, happy birthday, Figgy. Let me know the address for the donation. Feed five even more.
The numeral five.
Yeah, feed number five more even more.
Mm-hmm.
.com.
Cool. And then the last one I want to mention, based off our conversation last segment, someone said, hey, Figgy, at least on the bright side, if you're having knee and ankle pain, you could be growing.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get me excited. That's another one I was duped for when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. Drink a lot of milk and eat your vegetables. You're going to grow tall.
You were drinking like crazy.
Yeah. Nah, I ain't grow nothing.
Yeah. Don't let the kids know. Speaking of updates, you just got sent some updated NFL award odds.
Yeah, this is right off, hot off the press, not even 3 minutes ago, 4 minutes ago. The updated NFL awards odds. Play a little bit of a guessing game for you. I told you this one, and it's just a little unnerving. That now the leader for Coach of the Year is?
Yeah, you told me Liam Cohen.
Liam Cohen.
Oh, brother.
Liam Cohen is the new Coach of the Year favorite.
Goodness gracious.
And surpassing Shane Steichen.
That's the surprise.
That's the one that's the one I thought was probably going to get Coach of the Year, Shane Steichen.
I think they are the top two, but I would put Steichen ahead of Liam Cohen, and then I would put Mike Vrabel three. I think those are the three best right now.
Mm-hmm.
I always look at it as who's doing the best coaching job, not who's coaching the best team. So often you give it to a coach just because they've won 12 games.
Yeah, yeah.
But they have, you know, the most talented roster. Those are the three coaches that I think are doing the best job right now, and it just so happens two of them are in the Texans division.
A lot of moving and shaking in the MVP race. That's a hint. Who do you think has made the biggest leap? Who's leading? I'm not.
Oh man,
this person that made the biggest leap is not leading, but who's leading and who's made the biggest leap in?
I'm gonna guess
MVP.
Even after Sunday, I don't know. I don't really have another good guess. So I'm gonna say Josh Allen is still leading.
It got to be Baker.
Oh, good point.
Yep. Went from ninth to third. 25-1 to 8-1.
He's third?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Baker's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
He should actually, Baker goes back to what I was just saying. We shouldn't give MVP to just the most talented player, but the person that's actually the most valuable. Yeah, it's hard. I think Baker should probably be number one.
Josh Allen remains number
one. He still is one. Yeah. Yeah.
Which makes sense.
That's what I guess, but I don't know. I think Baker might be number one. And then I would also say the only other name that popped into my head would be Jonathan Taylor at this point.
Well, funny you say that. Offensive player of the year, Jonathan Taylor made the biggest leap, but has not surpassed Puka. Is still the favorite, but Jonathan Taylor now is second on the board.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Interesting comeback player of the year odds. There is a new favorite that has passed Christian McCaffrey.
Huh.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Any guesses?
See, this one a little tricky because the first thing I thought about was Daniel Jones.
Mm-hmm.
But
is that really a comeback?
No, I don't think he should be included.
That's what I'm saying. Is it like injury related?
Usually.
I know, so I'm trying to think who was injured last year.
Dak Prescott is now the new favorite.
Okay.
And Stephon Diggs moves into third.
No problem with that either.
Yeah, Stephon Diggs moves into third. And just to kind of put a bow on things here, defensive player of the year is still Aiden Hutchinson over Micah Parsons.
Where's Will Anderson?
Oh, that's a good question. I can get you those odds here in just a second. Will Anderson is sixth. Goes Aiden Hutchinson, Micah Parsons, Nick Bonitto, Myles Garrett, T.J. Watt, Will Anderson Jr.
Hmm.
Yeah.
So. Hutchinson could also be comeback player of the year after that injury last year.
Absolutely could.
He's in the conversation for two. Yeah, I don't have a problem with it, really any of those. Mm-hmm. Nitpicking, I would probably put Baker number one right now for MVP, and I would put Shane Steichen over Liam Cohen for Coach of the Year, but all the names you mentioned should at least be in the conversation, I have no issue with that. But there you go for those out there that do like to wager. Speaking of another update, Mark Sanchez, has there been more added context or information to this story?
Well, yes, and it ain't great. I'm not going to play the audio, but I guess one of the law enforcement executives or leaders spoke yesterday
and added the
felony charge potentially. Still investigating, but potentially adding a felony charge. And this happened quick. Usually it takes about a week or a month even. He's already getting sued. And Fox Sports is already getting sued by the victim. Boy, the optics of this are just
man.
69-year-old man driving a truck.
Just doing his job.
Going to take grease out of this, what is restaurant or hotel or whatever. And all of a sudden, you know, whatever happens, happened. And this guy, the pictures of him in the hospital bed are brutal.
Yeah.
I mean, he is beat up, cut up.
I know. He got it worse. I know Mark got stabbed.
The halo on his head and the neck brace.
Yeah. Yeah. Had an open gash in his face.
Yeah.
His cheek. Yeah. It's ridiculous. Honestly, I'm surprised that, I mean, you know, you want to wait for all the information and due diligence and all that sort of stuff, but just simply based off of what we already know, and there doesn't seem anybody to be anybody denying or pushing back on the narrative that's out there involving Mark Sanchez, I'm surprised like Fox hasn't already just moved on from him.
Well, I am too. Maybe they're just, they haven't said anything.
No.
Yeah. No, I know. I want to say it was one of the pregame shows. They did like a 10-second prayers to, you know, our colleague Mark Sanchez.
Yeah. Which was the other, Chris Myers, his broadcast partner, also opened the game on Sunday and saying like thoughts and prayers out to Mark. With no acknowledgement for the 69-year-old who's also in the hospital, you know, all beat up.
Who was attacked, according to reports and the police.
And we knew that at that point. By the time it kicked off on Sunday, we knew Mark Sanchez was the one in the wrong. Yeah. And yet, Fox only said thoughts and prayers to Mark. Like, it seemed odd. I don't get it.
The video or pictures of a video of him, like, just big blob of blood in his torso, in his chest, and he's walking around. And I'm like, what kind of...
Yeah.
Enhancements was he on? It wasn't just
liquor.
That's
what I want to know.
It wasn't just liquor. In my view. Can't be.
And the victim did say that after he stabbed Mark, there was a change where like his face changed where he was shocked. And then that's when he kind of like ran away. Almost as if like he snapped out of whatever was going on.
Yeah.
Once he got stabbed and was like, oh shoot, I got to get out of here.
He probably couldn't believe it. Like, oh man, this guy had a weapon.
I guess. Yeah.
Yeah, and I heard them talking about, like, you know, because it was a knife, and apparently it was the driver's knife. I keep a pocket knife in my truck at all times. Figgy, you've seen it. I keep it right there just for whatever.
Yeah, you never know.
People like Mark Sanchez.
No, but it's really not, like, so much that. I mean, yes, you could use it like that, and I'm guessing that's what happened. But just to have a pocket knife, hey, I need to open this box. Right, I need to do this. You know,
that's fair.
You know, a lot of people walk around with a pocket knife on their belt. I don't. I just kind of keep it in my truck. But yeah, that's not a surprise.
No.
Yeah.
Also, by the way, he pepper sprayed Mark Sanchez before that, and that didn't stop him. So whatever he was on, or you know, he was able to fight through that and still attack this guy.
Mm-hmm.
Then he had to resort to the knife, and fortunately was able to protect himself.
That's a rough night. You get pepper spray. I'm out after that.
When pepper spray does not even affect you.
Yeah,
you're on something.
Yeah.
You're on something.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm very curious to see what comes out of the toxicology reports. And the other thing, which Seth, I thought, brought up a good point this morning, was the Mark Sanchez family put out a statement through his brother, and none of it, there was no mention of, like, let's wait for the fact, nothing. Like, they took responsibility. Like, we are sorry for this. We're praying for the victim as well. Like, no denying.
We are so screwed.
Yeah, no denying, no trying to play it off. That's what I mean. Like, everything about this story points directly to there's no confusion here. Mark Sanchez did something very bad. We all know it. And I will wait for how the legal system plays out with this and the charges that have been brought upon him, as well as that lawsuit now. I like that. I'm just looking at our Google Doc here and the way you phrase this. Want to hear what a dead man walking sounds like? I'm sure I already know what this is about, but let's play the audio. Is this Mike McDaniel?
This is Mike McDaniel, okay. Sort of recapping the day, if you will, Figgy.
He was really frustrated at the, you know, just like he's as I was, and you know, we talked about the challenge ahead to get ready for the Chargers. That was kind of the extent of it.
Holy smokes. My 3-year-old granddaughter, and she's not even 3 yet, if she does something, I'm saying, why'd you do that, Natalie? Has a better answer than that.
I know.
Like that is...
It's not good.
That is so bad. And he's just, I mean... I don't even know what to say because that's a dead man walking right there.
Yeah, I said it yesterday that I loved the hire at first. I loved Mike McDaniel at first because he was different. He was quirky. He was not like a football guy. He just seemed like a normal guy you want to hang out with. But it's run its course. It's gotten old. It's gotten even weirder over the years to the point of that. And then also it's just more fun when you win. But when you lose, like that stuff's not as cute anymore.
Yeah, it's not as enamoring, and it's not as, like I said, as cute.
Yeah.
And, oh, look how quirky he is. Right. And that's our coach. You just sound like you're completely lost.
He's exactly. Remember that video of that kid trying to read something? It sounds exactly like this. Here's that little kid that was trying to read something.
Have you ever had a dream that you wanted him to do you so much you could do anything?
He was really frustrated at the you know, just like his as I was, and you know, we talked about the challenge ahead to get ready for the Chargers.
You could do so.
Which one's the football coach and which one's the toddler? I don't know.
That's why they say Figgy is the best at what he do.
That's right.
That is so good. That is exactly
That's the first
what
thing I thought about when I heard this.
That's exactly what he sounds like.
It's unbelievable.
Let me ask you this. What's the first thing you thought of when you heard Jonathan Gannon this morning? It was making the rounds. You may not have even heard it. If you haven't, we're about to play it. So we know what happened with the running back. You know, that from Arizona Cardinals.
Let the ball go at the goal line.
Let the ball go at the goal line. I want to play what Jonathan Gannon said about after the fact.
I didn't see the video, David, but I actually I woke up this morning and didn't feel great about it, honestly. And so in the team meeting, I addressed it. I apologized to Omari, apologized to the team. And I just told him I kind of let the moment of what happened get the better of me there. Obviously, like I try to be emotionally stable and calm because my job is to solve problems when during a game and kind of lead the charge on that. So it's not really who I am, who I want to be, and I told the guys that today. So it's a mistake by me, and it's just like everybody in there. Everybody made some type of mistake yesterday, which is, you know, culminates to why we didn't win the game, and we can't let it happen.
He apologized?
Yeah, that's weak.
I say yesterday, that was probably the best coaching he probably done since he's been there.
He apologized for the guy just giving away the game with a stupid play like that?
Then the other thing, I don't believe him that he didn't see the video. He saw the video.
Oh, of course he saw the video. I would look at him completely dead. Like, what are you apologizing for?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I think it's a lot. I know I'll sound like a boomer or something, old man yelling at the clouds, but I think it's a big complaint that a lot of people have in sports today with just how like soft things have gotten and how player friendly it all is. And in some aspects that can be good. But I'm still old school in that sense of, like, I like an old school coach that is going to be tough and hold players accountable. I think that's what you need to do. I grew up playing for tough coaches that yelled at you all the time. You know, with discipline, players make you run for mistakes and all that sort of stuff. So I'm all for it. But, yeah, I think we've swayed too far in the other direction where you have to be very, you know, walk on pins and needles and be very careful around these players. I think it's really weak to apologize. I thought he had the perfect reaction because that is just an inexcusable blunder from his running back.
Yeah.
Football Talk on Sports Radio 610 is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Nick Caserio spoke to the media earlier. We'll see if there's some things worth mentioning from the Texans GM next. It's in the loop.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.